It's an Olympic year this year. It wasn't meant to be. Of course, it was meant to be last year, but the pandemic saw an end to that. So 2021 Tokyo is what we're talking about. And Tasmania's own Jake Birtwistle, who's a triathlete, has been nominated by Triathlon Australia to go to Tokyo. It's not a done deal, and I'll get Jake to explain in a minute how that works. But he joins me now. Good morning, Jake. And I suppose it's premature. Congratulations at this stage.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
From people who don't know the background of you, of course, as I said, you're a Tasmanian. Was it three medals at the Commonwealth Games, a couple of gold and a silver, and the gold were in relay and mixed teams at the Gold Coast in 2018?
Yeah, so a gold in the relay and a silver in the individual event at Comm Games. Yeah, the same year, I finished third overall in the World Series. And yeah, through 2019, which was, I guess, the last season I was actually able to race, had a couple of wins on the World Series circuit.
How hungry did that make you, Commonwealth Games success? How hungry did it make you for Olympic success?
Yeah, a lot, I guess. The Commonwealth Games is obviously a massive event in its own right, but it definitely also at the same time feels like a bit of a stepping stone up to the Olympic Games in that next three-year cycle. So yeah, it kind of gave me a bit of a taste for what to expect at a games environment, having not gone to a Commonwealth Games or Olympics before that one. So gives me a bit of a taste for the experience, and hopefully it will prepare me a bit better ahead of Tokyo this year.
How did you get through 2020? We know it was difficult for a lot of athletes, but particularly athletes like you that compete on the international stage. So how did you get through the year?
Yes, I didn't actually get to compete at all throughout 2020.
Oh, wow.
So I was overseas preparing for races and then was kind of travelling around trying to, dodge the virus and the pandemic and try and find events that were going to go ahead. But unfortunately, everything kind of collapsed at the last minute. So, yeah, around March, I decided to come home to Australia, come back to Tasmania, which was at the time felt like a tough decision to make, but looking back, things obviously turned pretty bad after then, so it was definitely the right thing to do. So yeah, I've been at home in Tassie since then and just been training. Unfortunately, haven't had any opportunities to compete, but just trying to keep the fitness up and make sure when I get the opportunity to race again that I'll be ready.
So Triathlon Australia has nominated you and Ashley Gentle. Ash is from Queensland. She's won the Devonport Triathlon, so she's well known to people in our neck of the woods. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the Olympics. That nomination goes to the Australian Olympic Committee. But then the International Triathlon Union has to decide, I believe, how many countries can compete in triathlon at the Olympics and how many each country can have, how many athletes they can have. So it's a fairly convoluted process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It can be quite confusing. Essentially each country has to earn their position on the start line. So over the past Olympic Games, since the first triathlon in Sydney in 2000, Australia's always had three males and three females qualify positions on the start list. This year we're kind of on the borderline, so we have, I think, two pretty well guaranteed at this stage. So we're still pushing for our third ranked athlete to kind of get in that position to get us an extra spot on the start line. But yeah, Australia has guaranteed pretty well two spots because of the relay. So that's like worst case scenario, there should be at least two of us there. So
okay.
Once that period kind of comes to a close and the qualification time ends, then that's when I will get, I guess, the official nomination.
Okay. What are your plans between now and then, assuming that you are lucky enough to get selected finally?
For me now, the plan is just to focus purely on Tokyo. Yeah, thankfully with this early nomination, I don't have to worry about selection. I kind of know that that's pretty well guaranteed at this point. So I can, just focus my training solely onto Tokyo and make sure I'm in the best shape possible for there. And that'll look like the next probably couple of months I'll be home in Tasmania. And then I will be heading overseas to rejoin my training partners and my coach, who are all international-based athletes.
Right. So it's out of your hands now, really. There's nothing more that you can do. It's up to ITU and Triathlon Australia and the Olympic Committee to all just sort of come to an agreement on it.
Yeah, essentially. It's basically we just have to wait till the qualification period is closed, and then they can kind of finalise it.
Yeah.
There's nothing really more I can do and nothing I can, there's still obviously positions for other athletes in Australia to get selected, but for me, I've kind of ticked all the necessary boxes, I suppose, and now it's just a matter of waiting until the game comes a bit closer.
While you're still at home, in the month or so ahead, does the Devonport Triathlon come into your calculations at all?
I haven't got an exact race plan at the moment, but yeah, obviously I haven't competed for over 12 months now, so it's been quite a while, so I'm hoping that I'll likely be able to get some events in Australia on the domestic season, so I haven't confirmed anything yet, so I won't say yes or no, but yeah, it's definitely on the cards.
Okay, 27th and 28th, I think, is the Devonport Triathlon of February. Jake, congratulations again. I think premature congratulations, but we certainly hope you do get that ticket to Tokyo. Good luck in the process between now and then in the meantime, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much for that.